in front of Monica's house. Sigurd and Sandra were there too. A violent shower had chased them inside. Now the rain poured down on the garden and drummed on the ceiling. Cavallo sighed deeply. "I should just give up," he said. "I'll never find Sintra anyway. I have visited one world after the other, both alone and together with you. I have been to so many places I don't keep count anymore. But none of them turned out to be Sintra." Sandra looked at him with worry. "Does that mean you'll never go back to your own world?" she asked. "And be with the other wanderers?" "It doesn't look like it," Cavallo said with another sigh. "I thought it would be so easy. As I've told you, us wanderers had to flee from Sintra when the dragons conquered our world. It was before I was born. Some years later, we decided to fight the dragons. A group of brave warriors flew through space towards Sintra. I was too young to join them, but I ran off on my own to follow them. Unfortunately, I got lost. Since then, I have travelled around and tried to find Sintra, but it seems to be impossible. I might as well give up." "Nothing is impossible," Sigurd said. "Think of it as a scratch card. Maybe you'll win next time." "Yes, I once got a scratch card from my mum," Sandra said to Cavallo. "And you know what? I won £4. Monica came back with a large bowl of hot popcorn that she had turned in butter. "Here you go, Cavallo," she said, and put it on the table. He looked astounded at the glinting yellow things in the bowl. "Shouldn't I get a plate?" he asked. "And a spoon?" Sandra giggled. Sigurd looked sternly at her and whispered, "Cavallo has probably never had popcorn before." Monica's face turned red. "You just do like this," Sigurd said to Cavallo. He took a handful of popcorn and put them in his mouth. "Hey, hey, they're for Cavallo," Monica said. "Mmm," Sigurd mumbled with his mouth full. "Popcorn tastes best when you share them." "We will share with you, Cavallo," Sandra said, and took a handful of popcorn. "Then you'll be happy again." "You are a true friend," Cavallo said. He took one of the popcorns and put it carefully between his lips. Monica gave in and took a handful herself. The bowl was emptied in a moment. "Shouldn't we go right now and search for Sintra, all four of us?" Monica suggested. She looked at Sigurd and Sandra as if to say, "Don't you dare say no." "We are in," Sigurd said. "Yes, we always go to such fun places," Sandra said excitedly. She had a special gift of forgetting all the dangers they used to end up facing. "What's the use?" Cavallo sighed. "It's nice of you, but..." "No buts," Monica said and got up. "Let's go to Sintra." Yeah, okay," Cavallo said. "But I mostly do it for your sake." They all stood in a circle and took each other's hands. Then they closed their eyes. A weird power trickled through them. "It's the magic of the circle," Monica thought. "It is created when we stand like this. And when we open our eyes again, we are in a completely different world." Amazing.